Julie could hardly believe her eyes. One minute she'd known she would be raped and probably killed. And the fear had been all-consuming, a live, clawing dread inside her that made rational thought impossible. Now she didn't know what had happened. Three men, looking like angelic convicts, had burst into the clearing. Well, no, that wasn't right. The first man hadn't burst anywhere. He'd strode in, casual as you please, and then proceeded to make mincemeat out of her abductors. He'd taken on four men as if they were no more than gnats. She'd never seen that type of brawling. His blows hadn't been designed to slow down an opponent or to bruise or hurt. One strike, and the men had dropped like dead weights. Even the sight of the gun hadn't fazed him. He moved so fast, so smoothly, the weapon hadn't mattered at all. When he delivered those awesome strikes, his expression, hard and cold, hadn't changed. A kick here, a punch there, and the men who'd held her taunted her. The men who had seemed terrifyingly invincible to her were no longer a threat. He was amazing. Awesome. He was throwing up. Her heart pounded in slow, deep thumps that hurt her breastbone and made it difficult to draw an even breath. The relief flooding over her in drowning force didn't feel much different than her fear had. Her awareness of that man was almost worse. Like spotting Superman or a wild animal or a combination of both, she felt awed and amazed and disbelieving. She was safe now. But was she really? One of the saviors approached her. He was fair, with blonde hair and light eyes, though she couldn't see the exact color in the dark night, with only the fire for illumination. Trying to make himself look less like a convict, he gave her a slight smile. A wasted effort. He moved real slow, watchful and gentle. "Don't pay any mind to Clint," he spoke in a low, melodic croon. "He always pukes afterward." Her savior's name was Clint. Julie blinked several times, trying to gather her wits and calm the spinning in her head. "He does?" Another man approached, equally cautious, just as gentle. But he had black hair and blacker eyes. He didn't say anything, just stood next to the other man and surveyed her bruised face with an awful frown that should have been alarming, but wasn't. The blonde nodded. "Yeah, hurting people, even people who deserve it like these bastards did, always upsets Clint's stomach. He'll be all right in a minute." Julie ached, her body, her heart, her mind. She'd long ago lost the feeling in her arms, but every place else pulsed with relentless, prickling pain. She looked over at Clint. He had his hands on his knees, his head hanging, the poor man.
"He was saving me, wasn't he?"
"Oh, yes, ma'am. We're here to take you home. Everything will be okay now.